الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله العظيم بكرة وأصيلا Allah is greater than anything else in the world, anything else in the universe. We praise Him in the morning, in the evening, and all the time. And we ask Him, praise to Him, to send His peace and blessings to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and to his house, to his wives, to his descendants, and to the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. I would like to start the Eid khutbah with what happened yesterday in Chattanooga. I cannot really go around that. It was not really part of the khutbah, Eid khutbah, but this happened. On your behalf, as Muslim Americans, we condemn this despicable act. And we ask and we expect the nation to consider it as a criminal act, like other criminal acts in South Carolina, or in the Navy Yard, or Oklahoma City, or Sandy Brook. It should be like that. And we grieve like all Americans grieve, and we send condolences to the families of the victims. We have the same feelings. This is our country. This is our community. And we are Muslim Americans. Our position should be very clear, crystal clear about that. And it should be another occasion for the nation to address the major problems, and particularly the gun problem. Whether the case of Sandy Brook School, where this child got a lot of weapon around and everybody making it available to him and committing a crime against school teachers and students, or Columbine High School, or the Navy Yard. It's availability of guns without anybody supervising that. We keep dodging as a nation, dodging this problem. It has to be addressed. And it shouldn't be no difference between the criminal act committed by a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, or non-denominational person. And it shouldn't be like the media usually exploit it and focus on the person's religion all the time, if it is a Muslim. And if it is not a Muslim, they don't focus on religion. So as Muslim Americans, again, we condemn it and we send condolences to the victims' families. Yesterday also, unexpectedly, we lost our dear brother Abu Shadi, Abu Shukri, rahmatullah alayh. May Allah give his soul peace and mercy. Also unexpected. And we buried him in the Muslim cemetery in Chattanooga. And may Allah reward those who participated in the funeral. But may Allah give peace and patience to the family of Abu Shadi and Abu Shikri and his relatives and his friends, and to our community as a whole. Al-Maut Haqq wa li kulli ajalin kitab wa ma tadri nafsun madha taksibu ghadan wa ma tadri nafsun bi ayyi ardin tamut wa lidhalik yanbaghi an nakuna musta'iddin da'iman li hadha al-haqq wa hadha al-istihqaq. Death is fact, is right, is decided by the one who gives life, Allah, praise to him. Who told us that each one of us has a determined lifespan? you cannot live a second after that or before that. Your life cannot end before that, a second, and you cannot live a second after that. And that's why we should not panic a lot. Yes, we grieve. It's a dear person among us. But having in mind that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, it's a fact. Like you are giving life, there is an end of life. And we remember our brother and the good people around us we lose. We remember them by their good deeds. Actually, I have to tell you this about him. He was thinking about doing something good. He didn't tell me what is it. He said, I need to talk to you. Let's have time together. And I said, now? He said, no, just give me your number. And I gave him my number, and he didn't call. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, it's written as hasana for him. Because if you intend to do something good, and you didn't do it, it's written hasana, inshallah. And of course, if you do it, inshallah, tenfolds. One of his friends told me that he was really going to buy stuff to sponsor iftar. So, and it was in Ramadan, in the last few days of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him peace and blessings and mercy and forgive his sins and make him among those who would enjoy paradise, inshallah. Amen. But it's a lesson for us to be ready. We don't know the moment. Nobody here claims, or anywhere in the world, nobody knows when is that moment coming. That's why we should be ready for it. You should not sleep before reckoning with yourself, before accounting, holding yourself accountable. Nafs al-lawwama. You keep saying, did I hurt anybody today? Did I say anything to make anybody feeling bad today? Correct it. We are not angels. We make mistakes. Correct it. Ask for forgiveness if this happens. That's readiness. Readiness means all the time. We try to be as good as we can in what we do, in what we say. But if we feel we made a mistake, we correct it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us He is the forgiving, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Rahim, Al-Rahman. He's there very near, very close to us, answering our calls. In Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 185, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this great ayah says, every self, every human being is going to taste death. But don't panic, He's telling us. You will be given all the rewards that you have been promised for your good deed. Your best prize is being rescued from the hellfire and allowed to enter Al-Jannah. And He's reminding us that all this life that people fight about and compete about and do bad deeds to each other about, it's just a second or a very short time. It's the joy of those who are misguided followers of Satan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the believers who follow the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of the Prophet, inshallah. An ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qal, أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. the son of Umar, may Allah be pleased with both of them, said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam held his shoulder to advise him. And he told him, be in this life as a stranger. Don't make yourself very much familiar with it as if you are sticking here forever. Or like a traveler passing by. That's the best way to do it. If you are thinking of it as temporary and you are a traveler, then you have precautions. And you make every effort possible to be in the safe road, in the safe way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who learn and who listen and who obey teachings of God and His Messenger. Ameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask me, I am very near to you to answer your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونتوب إليه ونستغفره ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه. Once I was asked how you Muslims, I was in a sitting in a conference panel, how you Muslims, you know that you are going to paradise? Other denominations, they have their own way. I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us how. He said, these are my commands, these are my teachings, you do them, your reward is Jannah. And the questioner was asking me, is there a confirmation for that? Like God is confirming it. Well, God is telling you the formula. And He said, you do this, you make the required five requirements of Islam: shahadatin, salah, zakah, hajj, sawm. Inshallah, bi'idhnillah, you are going to paradise. You want higher, educate yourself more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His angels, His messengers, the latter day, al-qada wa al-qadr. You want more to the level of ihsan. Watch Allah in everything you do, everything you say, as much as you can. Inshallah, your reward is paradise. In Surah At-Tawbah, this is chapter 9, verse 111. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. This is one verse telling us how we get to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will get you into my Jannah, into my paradise, if you make the effort that all what yourself has, your knowledge, your money, your efforts, is for the sake of Allah. When you use them in the right way, then your reward is Jannah, inshallah. And in Surah Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, chapter 47, verse 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, meaning, Jannah is promised for those who are pious, righteous. And what's piety and what's righteousness? Is like what I spoke about ihsan, watching Allah in what you say and what you do, and getting as near to Him as possible with good deeds. The more good deeds, the more advice you give to people, the more volunteer work, the more, even like the Prophet ﷺ said, when you smile in the face of your brother, your sister, it's a sadaqah. Even smiling, good talk. But also, there's one big thing that gets us into Jannah, inshallah, paradise. Rahmatullah, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He said in Surah Al-A'raf, This is chapter 7, verse 156. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون. My mercy encompasses everything you can imagine. Yes, you do good deeds and you hope and you aspire that it will be inshallah accepted. But also, in addition to that, His mercy encompassing everything, and He wrote it to those who are pious, righteous, those who give zakah, and those who believe in His verses and obey them. وفي حديث عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال إن الله تعالى لا يقبل من العمل إلا ما كان خالصا وابتغي به وجهه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said Allah accepts the deeds which are devoted for Him. So we do what we do, it's for His sake, not for something else among people, for example. And He advised us, عليه الصلاة والسلام, saying, يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام telling us another way. He said, Oh people, speaking to people in general, spread the peace among yourselves and feed, provide, make iftar, invite people, pray at night, and you will enter Jannah inshallah in peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those among believers who will enter Jannah in peace. May Allah accept our siyam and our qiyam and our zakah and our ta'at, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give the soul of our brother Abu Shadi peace and blessings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all believers, men and women, those who died recently and those who died before. And may Allah, peace to him, descend his mercy and his peace to this planet as a whole, and especially to the countries of Muslims around the world. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها يا كريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم. وكل عام وأنتم بخير. أن عيد مبارك to everybody. السلام عليكم.